For you guys, again, thank you. You are great partners, but this, we felt this was really important, and I appreciate just being able to get this all out there so we can all plan accordingly and get some things resolved next week. Okay?
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. That's concerning. I mean,
he still hasn't gotten that household data.
What the heck? Seriously, those of us around the table could be doing what, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know, really, hand entry?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe it. And it's like, I mean, what do you need for it to be a public health emergency? I don't get it. I mean, we talk about not just Ebola, but the Zika and whatever else. I mean, there aren't a lot of people who have it, but there's the threat that it could spread, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just don't understand why it is that they're slicing hairs like that. And they're sitting there spending the time to make these determinations.
Right, when they're telling us that, oh, it's my ethics, my engineering code of ethics, remember that? Anyway, at one point I got this big speech from them about they have this engineering code of ethics. And they're talking about, oh, is that?